listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and current lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Please enjoy this song, Amuta, by Beatrice Deer.
Welcome to Unceded Airwaves. This week is a special Fun Drive episode. So that means we're asking listeners like you who are currently listening to us to support CITR. You can go to citr.ca to donate anytime from now until Friday. If you also tell them that Unceded sent you, that would be great because we all have to raise money for the station. The station's great, though. It's been like my second home. I don't know if you've been listening to Unceded Airwaves for a long time, but I've been here for about 2 years. So you're probably sick of me, but that's okay because I still like it. So I'm not going to stop. So we're also going to take this special Fun Drive episode, which all we're required to do, to call politicians. Trudeau never got back to us last time, but somebody else did. Who got back to us? Somebody left their...
Oh, yeah. Jonathan Wilkinson.
Oh. Huh. So maybe we'll call them. Maybe we won't. We don't know, but somebody got back to us. That was really exciting. We found out like, high five. We found out like, I think it was like 3 weeks later.
It was
because
a long time later.
Like the volunteer manager who sits at the front got a call back from somebody and was like, oh yeah. And so, but that was a very exciting moment. We thought that nobody would get back to us.
It's true.
Maybe somebody will get back to us this time. Although I think it's probably very unlikely because we're calling all the big wigs this
the
time.
Big wigs. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyhow, our opening song today is from the album My All to You by Beatrice Deer, which is nominated in the Indigenous Music Awards for Best Folk Album. All our songs today are nominees for the awards, which take place on May 17th.
Yay!
That's so soon.
I know.
Wow.
Right around the Alberta election.
Oh! Oh, that's happening soon.
Before we jump into everything, we'll quickly go around and introduce ourselves. I'm Steph. I'm a citizen of the Squamish Nation. My ancestral name is Kwetosowet, and I was born and raised here on our territories in what's known as Vancouver.
And I'm Jess, and I'm a settler from Madison, Wisconsin, the traditional home of the Menominee, Ojibwe, Potawatomi, and Ho-Chunk peoples.
Dringweezy, Autumnshell Bilji, Chief Jim Cooey, Janet Cooey, Jacqueline Cooey, Wachnell, Shay Deji. My name is Autumn. I am originally from Treaty 11 territory. I am Gwich'in and Inuvialuit, but I was born and raised in Miskwetchi-Wiskiagin, which is on Treaty 6 territory, and it is the ancestral homelands of the Cree, Métis, Nakota, Sioux, and Soto peoples. And I feel really grateful to be born and raised there. It's my favorite city, and I'll be moving back because I'm getting rent evicted. So I'll be back there. And now I live here on the unceded traditional and the unceded and traditional homelands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. And I feel really lucky to study at a colonial institution like UBC, where it is consistently marginalizing those voices. And I acknowledge that I benefit a lot from that. Yeah.
So we have a lot to talk to Trudeau about when we call him. And we also have plans to call the Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould and the Alberta Conservative leader, Jason Kenney. They're all very different phone calls, and we'll describe a little bit more about that when we get to it. But first, we'll tell you a little bit about FunDrive.
CITR is a registered nonprofit and exists thanks to volunteers and listeners like you. We run less ads, we train anyone and everyone in the community, and we showcase unheard voices and music. FunDrive is that one time a year we ask for your generosity to contribute to the station at citr.ca/donate.
Also, if you call in, you may get some prizes. For $15, you get a beautiful Unceded Airwaves tote bag, which we commissioned Madison Singh to create last year, and a song choice on air. You better make a good song choice because it's going to be a good episode. And for $50, you could get a tote, a song choice, and a surprise book from Massey Books, which is my personal favorite bookstore in Vancouver. I always call it the Cree Lady Bookstore because it's owned by a Cree lady. Mm-hmm. But it has a bunch of different diverse books from Underheard Voices. And there is also an Indigenous Brilliance reading series that's happening that's in support. Or that's supported by Massey Books. So you should really check them out. They're the best bookstore in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And that you can get all of that except for the Cree Lady. You can't own the Cree Lady Bookstore, but you can get a book from the Cree Lady Bookstore if you call 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-8648.
Ooh.
Yes.
Good phone drive, boys.
Thank you.
So if you somehow haven't heard about everything that's gone down with Jody Wilson-Raybould, we don't have time to go over everything, but basically Wilson-Raybould says she was improperly pressured to excuse a corporation, SNC-Lavalin, on fraud and corruption charges, and apparently in the name of protecting Canadian jobs. And since then, there have been multiple attempts to discredit Wilson-Raybould, but she gave an amazing testimony, and she stood her ground, and she described in depth everything that happened. And now Trudeau's government is facing this crisis. It might cost them the election. And a lot of people on Twitter are calling for PM Jody Wilson-Raybould.
Yeah, so we're going to call Justin Trudeau and ask him what is up. But first, we're going to go and share some more music. Here is Halfbreed Special Part 1 and 2 by Edzio, who is nominated for Best Electronic Music Album at the Indigenous Music Awards. Baby.
You want to hear that? Yeah, Carter John, how does that grab you? It's a good boy. They dance by it.
It moved me.
Wait, hey, yeah,
I am. my grandmas, and I am my sister. Like, we are all one. I am my grandmas, and I am my sister. Like, we are all one.
Speaking about the world from like our lens, like from our perspective. It's really rewarding to do that, and also it's really vulnerable.
It's like contemporary indigenous storytelling. But it's the way that I do it for myself. Like, everybody might do it differently.
What do I have to say, like, as like a 29-year-old like half-breed in Canada? What do I have to say about the world? What do I have to say about the world? What do I have to say about the world?
I'm supposed to be this like person, but I'm not that person. But like, people think I'm like that, but I'm not. And like, why? Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, I have internalized racism.
We don't know like who you are really.
We don't know like who you are really.
We don't know like who you are really. Don't know like who you are.
Really. I'm really aware of colonization into my indigeneity. I was internalizing society's racism towards indigenous people.
Your emptiness is diaspora.
Everybody has their own nation.
You want to know why I'm so white culture?
Everybody has their own nation, their own people.
Welcome back to Unseated Airwaves. The script is... Okay, there we go. There was a mishap, so I didn't know what to say. Steph just pointed at me.
Technical mishap.
But we're back. Welcome back to Unseated Airwaves. We are about to call Justin Trudeau. I blocked my number, so he won't know who I am, which is the goal, because he might try and gaslight me. But now he won't, because my number's blocked. But first, we want to remind you that it is Fund Drive. It's the 1 week a year where CITR asks for your donations. And where could we possibly air an hour of radio where we just call MPs and play music that we want? Last time it was Wind Sounds. This time it's the Indigenous Music Awards.
Yes.
People who are nominated for the Indigenous Music Awards. And also, we're just calling people, cold calling, which later we're going to discuss at length about Jason Kenney, but now we're not. And Jess has some prizes.
Yeah. So we want you to call 604-822-8640. 248. If you want some prizes, so if you pledge $30, you get this like cool patch, I guess, mm-hmm. that you can put on like your shirt or like your backpack.
Or like your denim jacket.
Your denim jacket would be really cool.
You can put it on your butt.
Your butt.
Mm-hmm. Like your butt pocket.
If you pledge $175, you get this thing called a fishbowl tape, which I don't really know what that is.
Yeah, it's
but
like,
it sounds cool.
It is. It's like a mixtape.
Oh.
Why is it called fishbowl?
That's an excellent question.
I feel like that's just the name that CITR came up with.
All right, whatever. Yeah, that's all I have for you. Other than, is the $25 gift card still on the table for Massey Books?
Yes.
Yeah. If you call the number and you mention Unseated mm-hmm. and you donate $75, you can get back a $25 gift card to Massey.
Cool.
There are also more prizes that CITR offers, but we know that most of our listeners...
You want to support Unseated.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
exactly.
You get both prizes no matter what, though. But you can go online and you can see the full list of prizes on CITR.ca/donate.
Also, we're 22 minutes in and nobody has called in, so all of the prizes remain unclaimed.
Incentive.
Seriously. Yeah, just get like a bunch of stuff.
If you call in and you're the only person, you could get those things.
Yeah, we'll just give it to you.
Do you know who we won't give it to, though? Justin Trudeau, if he calls us back.
Yes, yeah, no. He'd have to donate. A lot.
His life savings.
On that note,
okay, what is his phone number?
A little call. Okay, once again, public knowledge, everybody.
This is not illegal, we hope.
His office on the Hill is
613-612-4211. A number, or again, my number is private, and also we're going to put it on speakerphone.
Nice.
Can you hear us? Hi, I'm wondering if we can speak to Justin Trudeau.
He's not available at this time, but you can leave a message to one of the Prime Minister's assistants. One moment, please.
Thank you. That was answered so fast.
Oh, yeah. That was rapid fire speaking.
You have reached the voicemail of the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister welcomes the views
of
the issues that are important to them. Unfortunately,
Just is shaking.
Put in contact with an official at this time. However, you may wish to leave a message. Please be assured that we will give it our utmost attention. Vous avez joint la voix vocale du Premier ministre. Le Premier ministre aime obtenir les commentaires des Canadiennes et des Canadiens sur les enjeux qui leur sont chers.
Should we announce who we are?
Malheureusement, il est pour l'instant impossible de vous mettre en contact avec un préposé. Vous pouvez cependant laisser un message auquel nous accorderons toute notre attention.
Hi, Justin Trudeau. This is Unseated Airwaves.
Calling from CITR 101.9 FM.
We called you in the fall. You never got back to us. I know you're busy.
Yeah, especially now. We know that you've been particularly busy.
You know, it's actually what's on our agenda, though. If we called you in the fall, if we got to talk to you, we were going to talk about, like, not pressuring, you know, the Attorney General into kind of, like, illegal activity. So,
Too bad. But now we have the time. And we want to know, if you're so busy, why haven't you had the time to listen to Jody Wilson-Raybould's testimony? We know that you said you didn't have time. We're wondering if you have now had time. And if not, do you plan to have time in the future? Really important question.
Also, like, literally, what are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you going to do? We just want to know this. This is, like, for our knowledge.
Yeah.
And also for everybody who's listening's knowledge.
It would be really good reporting. And also, we're wondering if you're still, like, going to call the MP Jody Wilson-Raybould by, like, Jody from now on? Is that a permanent thing?
Like, are you friends? Are you guys comrade level?
Yeah, it feels really intimate.
Yeah, it does. It feels super intimate. Is it too intimate, Justin?
I guess that's our last question. Is that too intimate, Justin?
Oh, and our last question is, what about Indigenous women? I know that you've had some conversations with one recently. Mm. What about the rest of us? Anyways, have a beautiful day, Justin.
Yep.
Yes. Goodbye.
I really had the inclination to say thank you, but last time we did this, yelled at me, no thank yous.
No thank yous are allowed.
Okay.
So who else are we going to call? Oh, should we try his other office?
Oh, yeah. Oh, do it. Okay. Let's see. Oh.
We should just leave the longest voicemail.
We have his constituency office.
Okay, what is
Montreal.
It?
514-577-6020. Trying to get in on this one, Jess. Next one.
We'll see.
An English message will follow. Bonjour, vous avez bien rejoint le bureau de circonscription du très honorable Justin Trudeau, député de Paris. Nos heures d'ouverture sont du lundi au vendredi de 8h30 à midi et de 13h à 16h30.
Oh, isn't that close?
There is a time difference.
It's like 6. Oh, we can still leave a message, though.
Leave a message.
You have reached the writing office of the Right Honorable Justin Trudeau, Member of Parliament for Papineau.
Justin.
Our office hours are from 8:30 a.m. to noon and from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Oh, it's definitely
Please
past.
Leave a detailed message and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hello, Office of Justin Trudeau. We are calling you from Unceded Airwaves at CITR 101.9 FM, located on the unceded and ancestral homelands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And we have some questions. So if you could give us a call back at 604-822-8648, that would be amazing. We just have some questions related to the Jody Wilson-Raybould fiasco that was ensued recently. We also have some questions regarding Indigenous women and the colonial mistreatment of them on what is now known as the Canadian nation state. So if you could give us a call back at 604-822-8648 and offer to donate money, that would be absolutely amazing. Thank you for nothing. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for nothing.
Nice.
That's true.
That's that was like beautifully done just off the cuff.
Yeah, that's good. Why does he have two offices? I don't understand that. As an American, I should say.
Oh, yeah, no. This is a great lesson.
Thank you. Everyone
is a member of Parliament for their riding, mm-hmm. and then they also have their office on Parliament Hill. Mm. So, real fancy. They get both.
Wow.
So, basically, we're calling.
I get half an office.
Sorry.
I get half an office.
I can, like, squeeze
it. He does nothing and gets two.
So, yeah, we were calling his riding, which is Papineau, Quebec, and we were also calling his office on Parliament Hill.
So he has, like, an assistant for, like, each office.
Oh,
like,
probably
dozens. I think he has, like, 7 assistants.
Dozens, wow. For sure.
I feel like but we just got put into, like, a junk message.
It is true. Every MP has that dynamic of, like, office at home, office there, and then they have their assistants, and we have spoken to many assistants now.
Yeah. Left many voicemails. So who are we going to call after the song?
Well, first, let's have Jess introduce the song.
Oh, yes.
Cool. So the song, I feel like a bad person, but I don't know how to quite pronounce it to do it justice, but it's like Wultstaken. And it's by Jeremy Dutcher, who is quite lovely, and he is also up for Best Electronic Music Album this year at the Indigenous Music Awards, so we're going to listen.
All right, and then, yes, after that, we will be hopefully calling Jody Wilson-Raybould and also Alberta Conservative leader Jason Kenney.
We are the land.
Welcome back. You're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. And that last song you heard was Alte Stocken or something like that by Jeremy Dutcher.
And this week is Fun Drive at CITR. So CITR provides unique music, news, and arts programming you won't hear anywhere else. And Unceded Airwaves is one of the few Indigenous-led radio shows or podcasts in the area. And we've got to reach our fundraising goal of $40,000 to keep this place running. So last time we checked, we're at $15,000. And that's kind of a long way to go, folks. So please call 604-822-8648 for some awesome show prizes. And even if you donate online, you'll be eligible for some cool CITR swag.
Next up, we're going to call MPU and Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould.
And something that Autumn brought up earlier that kind of made sense was It's like, is it kind of weird to call the Prime Minister and Wilson-Raybould and like Kenny next to each other? Is that like a weird collection of people?
I feel like it is.
And that's probably true.
I just don't want to offend Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould in doing this.
So basically, yeah, we have different goals behind each phone call. I guess is the point. With JT, you know, follow up. Never call us back. And then with Justice, former Justice Minister Wilson-Raybould, we want to kind of more just like express support for everything that's going on because it's been kind of a crazy whirlwind. And then with Kenny, we want to ask him to please stop calling on him because he's calling
he
her a lot.
He keeps calling me!
So all of these phone calls have meaning. They have very different meanings.
Yeah. True. So I'm really nervous to call Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould because I feel like she's intimidating.
Oh, yeah.
And like we don't want to call her and get mad at her like we do to Justin Trudeau. Mm-hmm. Also, Lauren Crazy Bull is now listening because I posted on my Instagram story. So hi, Lauren. Thank you for tuning in.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome. I know that there's at least one listener. And that's great. She just sent me an Instagram photo. But yeah, I'm intimidated to call Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould because she's intimidating.
Do you think there's also like a chance that she'd answer more than the other two?
You know what?
I feel like it's more likely.
I feel like it would be in her heart. Right. I don't know what her life is like right now. I imagine every day is a little bit crazy at the moment. And she's being really careful about who she speaks to and when at the moment.
But I feel like it's more likely than Justin.
Sure. Yes. For sure. Is it more likely than Kenny?
I don't know about that one. Maybe we can call one of the numbers that I've blocked.
Kenny really wants your vote, so.
I don't want to know. No. Don't make me.
It would be pretty amazing if she did answer.
True. Who wants to call Jody? Okay. I feel like we can all contribute.
It's true.
I just called her Jody. Sorry. Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould.
Yes.
It's too intimate.
Mm-hmm. Respect.
Except not for Justin.
Okay, I will do it from my phone.
So what is her phone number?
So yes, we got to do the constituency office number because I imagine her Hill office number is no longer
true.
Being watched.
So it's 604-717-1140.
All right.
Great. And we just put these on speakerphone because we couldn't figure out how to call from CITR last
Hello,
time.
You've reached the constituency office of the Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould, Member of Parliament for Vancouver Granville. We are unable to respond to your call at this time. Please leave a message after the tone or feel free to send us an email at jody.wilson-raybould, R-A-Y-B-O-U-L-D, at parl.gc.ca. If your inquiry is of an urgent matter, please contact our Ottawa office at 613-992-1416. 613-992-1416.
If you want.
We shall respond to your inquiry as soon as possible. Thank you.
Please leave your message after the tone. After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Hello, Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould. This is Autumn calling from Unceded Airwaves at CITR 101.9 FM. And I just want to tell you that you're amazing and you're doing amazing. And thank you so much for the work that you're doing.
Yeah, everyone here has kind of been in awe watching you handle everything. And we remain to be in awe watching how you handle everything.
And I just really want to reiterate that you're doing amazing. And thank you. You're doing the work that so many other people could be doing. But you're doing it instead. So I really hope that you get a chance to hear this message to know that CATR 101.9 FM and especially Unceded Airwaves loves you.
Yeah, I know you have like 1,000 messages, but hopefully you hear this one at a moment that you need it.
Yeah, aww. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Unceded Airwaves is biased, we acknowledge this.
And even though all of us may not disagree with Jody's platform, we still think that Jody is an amazing person, and the way she's handling all of this is absolutely amazing. So we just called Justin Trudeau to heckle him, and we're calling Jody Wilson-Raybould to love her.
It's such a hard thing to judge because, for example, there are so many more things that, like, she said she was going to accomplish that I kind of wanted her to accomplish, mm-hmm. and she didn't, specifically stuff about, like, incarceration rates, and there's some things that are just kind of moving a bit slower than they should, mm-hmm. like changing the law around HIV is something I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, this whole scandal has showed that you never know what's going on behind closed doors, mm-hmm. of, yeah. like, why something might be taking a while. Like, she's yeah. probably confronting a million people and things and constructs that keep things from moving forward that she wanted to do,
and like especially keep her from moving forward, like as mm-hmm. a person,
mm-hmm. right?
It's
right.
like actually being a barrier, anything,
right?
Yeah,
like he's yes. not even giving her like any sort of semblance of respect by just yeah. sort of saying that publicly.
Yeah, it's like she's not actually filling the role he gave her in right. his head. She's just Jody,
exactly.
Yeah,
so it's like she has all of these systemic barriers against mm-hmm. her like role and position, and she also has all of these systemic barriers against her as an individual. Mm-hmm. So anyways.
Should we go to another song?
Yes, let's do it.
Or should we try and call her constituency office? Because it did say that we could try and call the constituency
office.
Well,
we did call the constituency office, but we could try to call the Hill office.
Oh, sorry, yes, because mm-hmm. it gave the number for the Hill office.
Oh, okay. Yeah, do yeah, it. Let's do it.
Do we want to try?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I feel like she's probably not going to be there. But you know what? The more voicemails that we leave her in awe of her,
yes.
the more likely that she will hear it. Uh-huh. Without harassing, like Jason Kenney does.
Just one
phone call.
Phone call to each phone number, and that is all.
992.
Oh, yes.
1416. Okay.
Call the number while you can, everybody.
I don't know if it's actually going to work, but.
I don't know. Might be an unoccupied office.
Hello, you've reached the parliamentary office for the Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould, Member of Parliament for Vancouver Granville. We apologize for not being able
crazy
to
they've already updated
call.
All the voicemails to take
name,
away her titles.
Phone number, postal code, as well as your reason for calling, or you can contact us via email at jody.wilson-raybould at parl.gc.ca.
What is the postal code for CATR?
Thank you. After the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Après la tonalité, veuillez enregistrer votre message. Lorsque vous aurez terminé.
So many languages.
No indigenous languages.
Was that the beep? I think that was a beep.
Well, so. Hi, Honorable Jody Wilson-Raybould, or one of her assistants. This is Autumn calling from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. Our postal code is V6T1R7, and our phone number is 604-822-8648. We're just calling to tell Jody that she's doing an absolutely amazing job, and we're really proud of her here at CITR, and CITR is a big fan of Jody. So if you could pass this message along, that would be amazing. Is there anything that anybody else wants to say?
You nailed it.
You're doing great. Thank you for doing all of this work, Jody Wilson-Raybould.
Thank you.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah, thank you for your time if you get a chance to hear this message. Hi, Cho.
Nice. Cool. That was good. This is a much more uplifting episode than our last phone call episode.
Although we're about to call Jason Kenny, so.
Yeah, it's going to get dark.
Okay. First, a song, though. So we're going to play Up, Up, Up by Marinton Fair, and his album Tonight's Performer is nominated for Best Pop Album. So let's play. I need help seeing it straight.
Welcome back to Unseated Airwaves. This week is a special bonus episode because this week CITR is fundraising because our community led and because we are community led and community funded, and with so many people using our equipment, literally hundreds of volunteers, of which most of us are, we need some studio upgrades, and we always need new equipment because there are hundreds of us doing this thing.
Your support will help with those upgrades and also ensure CITR can keep up just as many unique shows showcasing unheard voices and off-the-grid music. Call 604-822-8648 and mention Unseated Airwaves, and you could walk away with a tote bag, a book, or a gift card. You can also donate at citr.ca/donate. And can I just mention that our fundraising episode is much less annoying than other fundraising episodes from other stations. So keep that in mind and donate.
What
please.
Do other radio
I'm
stations
thinking, like,
do?
National Public Radio yes. in the States. And sort of whenever Telephone I hear like Terry Gross like talk about, and she kind of like guilts the readership, like, why have you not donated? Like, don't you know how important we are? And I just feel like we're kind of more subtle and yeah. we're just like more fun and chill about it. So I feel like people should be happy about that.
Yeah. And if you don't want to donate to CITR, I know there are like literally hundreds of other places that could use your funds, like the Uni Stoughton Legal Fund. There was also a recent lawsuit with like the Stephen Galloway case, where a lot of those people, and specifically women, and there were some Indigenous women named, could use your funds mm-hmm. as well. So if you don't want to donate to CITR, which we suggest you do, you can also donate to other places, which I also suggest that you do personally, because they're all everywhere is in need of your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone needs your freaking money.
True.
That is so true.
So now I have a personal call to make. This is to Jason, our boy Jason Kenny of Alberta. He's the leader of Alberta's United Conservative Party, and he has been calling me nonstop.
Are they all robocalls?
No, they're by real people. Yes. I don't know where do they find the time? Why? Okay, why are they getting paid to do that? When so many other places could use that money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of manpower. That's pretty unnecessary.
Justin Timberlake, it's a lot of Justin Trudeau.
The other JT.
Honestly, the more important one. They're both white men, but... human power? Sorry?
Human power.
Human power, not manpower. This is humankind.
Just to let everyone know a little bit about Jason Kenny, the story just came out like 5 or 6 hours ago by Press Progress. The auditor, I'm just reading a little section of it. It's like two paragraphs. The auditor tasked with safeguarding the integrity of the United Conservative Party leadership vote has family and financial relationships with Jason Kenny's party, something experts say professional accountants are supposed to avoid. Dodged by allegations, his leadership team engaged in identity fraud as part of a mass vote rigging scheme. Kenny has shrugged off questions about the integrity of the vote by insisting the vote was closely monitored by a, quote, independent firm of chartered accountants. And he credited the accountants for running the, quote, most careful, secure leadership vote, certainly in Alberta, if not Canadian history. So anyone who doesn't know Kenny, that's Kenny.
Who also actually harasses people.
So now we're gonna...
Of which I am one of the people who's being harassed.
So now we're gonna, like, give him a little call. I actually feel like if we're gonna get through to anyone, it's gonna be him, because he's, like, in campaign mode.
True.
But it still might just be voicemail.
What is his phone number?
All right,
403-238-1212.
So anyone who has Kenny calling him, just call him and ask him for money.
Hi, I want money. Okay. Oh, perfect.
You have reached the office of Jason Kenny, MLA for Calgary-Lougheed, and the leader of Her Majesty's official opposition. Your call is important. Please leave your name and phone number, and we'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you for calling.
Dringweezy, my name is Autumn Schnell, and I am calling from CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. I have a couple questions for you, Jason Kenny. So if whoever is listening to this could forward me to Jason Kenny, you can call me back at 604-822-8648. That would be amazing. And some of my questions are around why the United Conservative Party will not stop calling me, even though I have blocked several of their numbers. It's actual harassment at this point, and I do not enjoy it. So if you could change your algorithm, that would be absolutely amazing, because I don't want your phone calls anymore, especially from Alberta's potential premier, who there have been many allegations around. Mm-hmm. Some of my other colleagues here have some questions as well.
Why don't you see cold calling doesn't work anymore? It is not 2003. It is 2019. Nobody wants your random calls. So, yeah.
Please stop calling me. I do not want your phone calls. I have blocked several of your numbers, and I do not want them anymore, Jason Kenny. Please stop.
And where do you get your numbers from? Because you're all about, like, cutting corporate tax rates, and there's some fraud allegation floating around, and I can just tell you, Autumn's not down for that.
No. Also, how you have the money to actually pay these people who are real people to call me? I don't want it anymore. So, that will be all. I hope that your day is mediocre. goodbye.
Wow. How did that feel?
That felt great. I feel like we should call Rachel Notley as well, because I've had the same problem with her.
She's calling you too.
Yes. I've actually blocked like 10 of Rachel Notley's phone numbers.
Okay.
So we're Googling Rachel Notley's office.
Yes. Hold closely, listeners.
Oh, no, your battery's dying.
Oh, no.
We'll get the phone number first. Okay. Well, this is a contact form, which we'll just not do. Oh, telephone. Edmonton.
Oh, great.
Or
Edmonton, yes. My home.
All right.
780 numbers feel so close.
Aw. 780.
427.
427-2251.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the office of Rachel Notley, Premier of Alberta. This phone is answered Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Due to a high volume of calls, it is sometimes best to leave a message, and we will return your call as soon as we're able. Thank you.
What?
Ooh.
There are so many voicemails, they don't have room.
That was such a twist.
Listen to this noise. This is the noise of Rachel Notley who won't stop calling you. Do you hear that? That's what Rachel Notley sounds like.
Wouldn't you think, you know, like Google can give you a forever, like Google Drive now? I think they could have like a forever voicemail. I feel like they're purposefully not updating their voicemail technology.
No, that's, I wonder if I can tweet at her.
If you could what?
Tweet at her.
Tweet, yes.
At Rachel Notley, stop calling me.
Who do you think?
Oh my god, we should tweet her this episode.
Yes, we will do it.
And Jason Kenney and Justin Trudeau. We won't tweet it at Jodie Wilson-Raybould just because she's probably bombarded right now. And like, she deserves space and time and patience and all the patience in the world.
Who do you think calls you the most of the politicians?
Rachel Notley.
Oh yeah.
But I just don't want Jason Kenney to call me. I think like Mary from the United Conservative Party keeps texting me, and I blocked Mary's number, and then Mary found a new number to contact me, which is like really weird because the first person I ever dated was a Mary from Treaty 8 territory. And so like it was just weird because I didn't like that Mary either. So like Mary in my experience has just been like a bad experience. It's like an experience of Mary.
Yeah.
And Mary United Conservative Party is like infinitely worse, but.
If there's any good Marys out there, contact Autumn.
I just want to be friends. I just want a friend, honestly.
Can I just say that Jason Kenney, doesn't that sound like a country star?
Oh, yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. Oh, Jason Kenney.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about that.
I know. You kind of just want to say it with a voice on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Country boy, Jason Kenney.
Like, no offense, but like.
No, like, full offense.
It's kind of a terrible
country
name.
Boy, Jason Kenney.
Oh, boy.
Seriously, though. No offense. We're just making notes.
No offense from Unseated Airwaves. Personal offense from Autumn Schnell.
Oh, yes. Yes. Not Unseated. Unseated would love your donation, though, Jason.
Yeah. And so would CITR.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place to put your money. It's community funded, and you, in fact, are a part of community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody can come in here and get training and get involved and be part of all these shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, side note.
Yeah. And you will also get some great prizes.
Yes.
What prizes can they get again? Nobody
socks.
Called in.
Yeah, nobody's called.
Can you just tell them about the socks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There are cozy socks. It's called CITROZ socks. And that's if you, a minimum donation is 101.9 or $15 to $20 a month. I don't know what that symbol means. We have these special pamphlets back here, which I'm reading from.
Yeah, it's like $15 per month for the whole year. Which
I don't know why it says $10 or $15.
Hmm.
But needed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean.
You can donate, I mean, you can donate more than this, but mm-hmm. the levels of swag don't go up to $1,000, and you get Pop Alliance compilation box set, recognition on the CITR donor wall, and all the above items, which are a bunch of things, like hosting a show, a framed cover of Discorder magazine, cozy socks, mm-hmm. CITR tote bags. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and if you call the number, which is 604-822-8648, any time from now till Friday, you can also mention Unseated, and you can get one of our special tote bags
mm-hmm.
and
which you
perhaps
should.
A mystery book from Massey Bookstore or a gift card to Massey Bookstore, depending mm-hmm. on how much you donate.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're all great prizes.
All right, wow.
Cool, yeah.
That's
so
it for
we
us.
Have one last song for you guys today, and it's called Wise One by Samantha Crane. Her album, You Had Me at Goodbye, it's You Had Me at Goodbye, is nominated for the Indigenous Music Awards Best Rock Album. So thanks for listening, you guys.
Thanks.
And hope you donated.
Yeah, and thanks for also listening to us call all these politicians. And can you also yes. call them and tell Jason Kenney to stop harassing me?
Yes, you have the numbers now.
Yes, that's. I'm going to put that on you. You can donate and also call for free. Yeah.
And when we podcast this episode, please share it. Get everyone else to listen to our phone calls.
And also donate. Call yourselves.
Yes.
Except be kind to Jody Wilson-Raybould.
Yeah. Leave her some message love. All right. Thank you, everybody. Bye.